Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour, Mr. Humble at your service. Always a pleasure to be with you, and I think you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Mike Mitchell back on the show. Michael is our good friend. Mike is the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X, and that'll give you an idea how long we've been talking to Mike, and he's one of the guys who helps us sort out this tete-a-tete that we seem to have quite often between the generations, the boomers and the Xers and the Ys and et cetera, et cetera. And he's our good friend, Mike Misa. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. What a long, hard road it's been, huh?
Hey, what's going on out there in the world of the generations? How are these worlds colliding these days?
You know, since we kind of started this journey together, I don't even think how many years back, you know.
Seven.
One of the big changes now is 50% of the workforce now is Generation X and Generation Y, or if you refer to them as millennials. And the millennials especially, you know, just in the last 3 years have account for 20% of the workforce. So, you know, the dynamics of having four groups that are distinctly different in the workplace, it's the first time ever.
Remind us who the four are.
History. Excuse me?
Remind us who the four are.
Yeah, you start at the young ones. Generation Y, you also hear them referred to as millennials or echo boomers or maybe 12 or 13 years old through their late 20s, called 28. Generation X would be like age 29 or so through their mid-40s, called 44. The boomers would be 45 through, call it maybe 63. And then above 63, you have the traditionalists or the war babies in that last generation.
Fewer and fewer of those all the time. In fact, my generation, your generation, the boomers, we're starting to take over that group.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know. The traditionalists used to be in leadership positions, the ones that were hanging on.
Right.
And obviously, with retirement and economic downturn and whatnot, you know, you have a lot more people in the mid-range of the workforce that are traditionalists working side-by-side with a 23-year-old, which creates its own interesting dynamics.
Do the traditionalists get along better with the young kids than the boomers do?
You know what? It's really funny you said that, man. Yeah, I would suggest that they do.
I would think that they might.
I would suggest that they do, too, because, number one, they don't see them as a threat.
Because I think my kids are nicer to their grandparents than they are to me.
Well, and I, you know, it's funny you said that. Metaphorically, honest to God, I don't text my kids nearly as much as my mom does.
Yeah. Well, see, you're not cool yet. Grandma's cool. You're not cool.
I can't get the cool with a bus pass.
I know. So how are we reconciling all these groups? Because you know, I'm dealing with this. I'm working. Some of my customers are in the, you know, in the the younger generations you're talking about. I've got employees who are millennials, and how do we reconcile all these guys?
I think you got two choices. You know, you can continue to live in a style and communicate in a style and lead and manage in a style that you grew up in, that is comfortable for you, and
you mean my way or the highway?
My way or the highway, maybe not that stern, Jim. I know you're not that stern, but you know, at the end of the day, I run this ship, and you can't.
It's not. This is not a democracy.
Yeah, I used to tell people. I'm ashamed to tell your listeners this. I used to tell people we don't delegate up in this organization.
Right. Well, you know that to me, the way. And somebody told me this a long time ago, before we even thought about generations like we do today, I'm talking decades ago, somebody said to me, you're either a leader or you're a driver. If you're in a position of management, you need to decide which you're going to be. Are you going to be a leader or a driver? And drivers make people follow them. Leaders have people who want to follow them.
And I think the role of a leader...
And I don't think that changes generation to generation. What do you think? I mean, it's all about respect and trust and that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's changed, but I think it's tweaked, you know, because I think the definition of a leader now also encompasses coaching,
yeah,
mentoring.
Right. That's what I mean by leading, yeah.
Yeah, taking the time to learn about their their families. I mean, I know when I was in leadership with Yamaha and ran Golf and Utility for domestic and worldwide, you know, that person that was two or three levels down, if they were doing their job, I would smile and kind of patronize them. But in terms of taking the time to learn about what makes them tick when they walk out of the factory, I think that's definitely changed.
And well, you know, when I was coming up, I followed my bosses because that was what you did. Kids today don't feel that same kind of obligation, and they're only going to follow the people that they respect and admire.
Well, and we talked before. You know, it's interesting. I think...
I tell you what, Mike, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back right back to that, right after these messages, right back with our good friend Mike Mead. So, Mike, give us your website, please.
www.unlockthemysteries.com.
All right. The book is called They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. I'm at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stay with us. 20 till.
I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I've been long gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.